The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. I talked about this last week, and I'll mention it again this week. Here at the Triangle Radio Reading Service, we know there are dozens and dozens of Christmas events occurring throughout the Triangle. I would love to highlight all of those events, ranging from parades, tree lighting ceremonies, special visits with Santa, religious Christmas events, Christmas concerts, and, well, you get it, the list goes on. However, that listing of Christmas holiday events is a long one, and I would be disappointed, and so would you, if I were to miss a special event that you and your family are interested in attending. So, to cover all the bases, I have determined it is best that I just let you know to check with your local organizations, charities, local governments, churches about events being held throughout the Christmas season 2017. It's just been announced, Moogfest 2018. Chelsea Manning will take part in a keynote conversation about technology during Moogfest. It's held in 2018, May 17th through the 20th in downtown Durham. Just in case you are not familiar with the name, Manning, who was born a man and served with the U.S. Army as an intelligence analyst under the name Bradley Edward Manning, was court-martialed and pleaded guilty, or was convicted, on 27 charges related to leaking classified intelligence documents. So, what is Moogfest? Well, it's the synthesis of music, art, and technology. Since 2004, Moogfest has brought together artists, futurist thinkers, inventors, entrepreneurs, designers, engineers, scientists, and musicians. By day, Moogfest is a platform for conversation and experimentation, attracting creative and technology professionals. Each evening, Moogfest presents cutting-edge music in venues throughout Durham. Performing artists include early pioneers in electronic music, alongside pop and avant-garde experimentalists of today. Pre-sale festival passes are available at Moogfest.com. Tickets range from $99 to $1,500, depending on how much or how little of the festival you're interested in attending. Okay, let's check out Audio Describe performances. They've enhanced their listing. Sunday, December 17th, it is Black Nativity. This is a Justice Theater project at Stewart Theater at NC State University. Performance is at 3 p.m. Saturday, January 6th, On Your Feet. From their humble beginnings in Cuba, Emilio and Gloria Estefan came to America and broke through all barriers to become a crossover sensation at the very top of the pop music world. But just when they thought they had it all, they almost lost everything. On a snowy day in March 1990 in the Poconos, the Estefans' tour bus was demolished by a semi that caused a multi-vehicle pileup, fracturing Gloria's spine and obliging her to endure many months of painful rehab. On Your Feet takes you behind the music and inside the real story of this record-making and groundbreaking couple who, in the face of adversity, found a way to end up on their feet. That's On Your Feet, Saturday, January 6th. Performance at DPAC is at 8. Saturday, January 13th, on the Audio Describe performances list, Love Letters. Experience romance the old-fashioned way with Love Letters. a unique and imaginative piece that explores the many forms of love shared by childhood friends who remain pen pals for over 50 years, sharing every aspect of their lives with one another despite living in separate worlds. Fletcher Opera Theater, 2 o'clock performance. Sunday, January 21st, The Normal Heart. This raging masterpiece shocked New York when it appeared at the Public Theater in 1985 as the AIDS epidemic was beginning to exert its terrible grip on the nation and the world. The New York Times declared, "A great silence has been broken." The writer of the piece, Larry Kramer, had been ostracized, branded a malcontent, and an agitator. Then he wrote this play. This is Burning Cold Theater, 2 p.m. on Sunday, January 21st. This is at Murphy School Auditorium. The performance includes strong language and sexual discussions. Also on Sunday, January 21st, What We're Up Against. Set in a highly competitive architecture firm, this play is an explosive and hilarious look at the complicated battle of the sexes raging across cubicle land. I said across, didn't I? That comes out of nowhere from my childhood. It is across. A funny yet insightful view of what it means to be female in a male-dominated career, and one woman's response when she tires of slamming into the glass ceiling. 3 o'clock, Leggett Theater at William Peace University. Advisory, What We're Up Against is recommended for mature audiences and features adult language. Parental guidance is suggested. Saturday, February 3rd, Les Miserables. This is at DPAC at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, February 6th, on the Audio Described Performances list, The Christians. This is Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, 7:30. The curtain goes up. Thursday, February 8th, Seussical, the musical, Cape Fear Regional Theater, 7:30 performance. And, of course, it's about Dr. Seuss. Sunday, February 11th, Almost Maine. Warm your heart in the ice-cold, mythical town of Almost Maine this winter. 9 short vignettes explore love, loss, and friendship with a touch of humor and tenderness. Cary Players, Cary Arts Center at 3 p.m. Move on to the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number there for complete information, 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Wednesday and Thursday, December 13th and 14th, Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Celebrate this Christmas with the experience taking North America by storm, marking the 25th anniversary tour. Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker features over-the-top production and world-class Russian artists, larger-than-life puppets, nesting dolls, and gloriously handcrafted costumes that bring the Christmas spirit to light. Tickets start at $28, and there are platinum and gold VIP packages as well. Sunday, December 17th, Rhett and Link, Tour of Mythicality. These best friends since the first grade are a comedic duo known for hosting the most-watched daily show on the Internet, Good Mythical Morning. Tickets are $35. VIP tickets are $153. Thursday, and then we go clear to Thursday, January 11th, country music star Travis Tritt, who's been at it in the country music world for about 25 years. Tickets are $44.50 and $59.50. Sunday, January 14th, 20th Century Masters, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Concert starts at 3 and tickets are $30. Saturday, January 20th, Riding with Joe Crack, a free life-changing event open to the public. Thursday, January 25th, Take Me to the River, Memphis Soul and R&B Review featuring William Bell, Bobby Rush, and Don Bryant. Bell, Rush, and Bryant are three of this country's great elder statesmen of soul music. Recording for labels in Memphis and elsewhere in the South, they produced a bevy of acclaimed albums and helped turn out hits for the likes of Otis Redding, Tina Turner, and Al Green. Ticket prices range from $37.48 to $58.98. Saturday, January 27th, the Second City. Tired of looking over your shoulder before telling a funny story that might upset Grandpa? Or are you still rebounding from that joke he told at your wedding? Why stress? Let the Second City take all the risk while you sit back and laugh at the latest sketch comedy and improv review. Tickets are $35. Saturday, February 10th, it's Arlo Guthrie. Folk music icon Guthrie is a legendary artist who shares timeless stories and unforgettable classic songs. Tickets $39.50 to $75. Let's move on to Deepak, a.k.a. Durham Performing Arts Center. It's on Vivian Street in Durham. Thursday through Sunday, December 14th through the 17th, Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. It's the beloved musical comedy celebrating its 43rd anniversary this year. The show has been performed annually since 1974, and it is considered one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. January 2nd through the 7th, Deepak, On Your Feet, which we talked about a little bit ago, the Emilio and Gloria Estefan musical. Wednesday, January 17th, Shopkins Live. The Shoppies and Shopkins characters will take to the stage in Shopkins Live, featuring an all-new storyline, original pop music, and video highlights. The live show features Jessica Cake, Bubblicia, Peppermint, and friends as preparations get underway for Shopville's annual Fantastic Food and Fashion Fair. How about that? Saturday, January 20th, Eddie B., Teachers Only Comedy Tour. Sunday, January 21st, Gobsmacked. Mind-blowing beatboxing, breathtaking harmonies, and amazing arrangements of the world's favorite songs. Direct from sellout seasons in London, Hong Kong, and Edinburgh comes the amazing a cappella show, Gobsmacked. Friday, January 26, John Mulaney, Kid Gorgeous, The Tour. Mulaney is an Emmy Award-winning writer and comedian who began his career in New York's East Village. Saturday, January 27th, Joe Rogan. Stand-up comedian for more than 20 years, Joe sells out theaters internationally with his inquisitive and intense comedic style. A second performance has been added for Joe Rogan, so shows will be at 8 and 10:30 on Saturday, January 27th. And we mentioned it earlier, January 30th through February 4th at Deepak, Les Miserables. Wednesday, February 7th, The Temptations and The Four Tops. Don't forget the Broadway hit and national phenomenon, Hamilton, will be showing in Durham next year at Deepak, but a date dates for that event have not yet been announced. All right, at PNC Arena. Online, you can get information at thepncarena.com Or you can phone 800-745-3000. Of course, there's also Ticketmaster outlets. PNC Arena on Wednesday, December 13th. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Concert starts at 7:30 and ticket prices start at $43.50. Sunday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, the Abbott Brothers. Banjoist Scott Abbott and guitarist Seth Abbott of Concord formed the Abbott Brothers in 2000, along with stand-up bass player Bob Crawford. Cellist Joe Kwan joined the band in 2007. The 2017 Grammy Award-nominated alternative folk luminaries are on the road in support of their number one album and ninth release, True Sadness. The concert starts at 8:30. Ticket prices range from $45.50 to $70.50. January 25th through the 28th, Marvel Universe Live, Age of Heroes. Sunday, February 11th, the Harlem Globetrotters. Saturday, February 17th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday and Sunday, March 10 and 11, Monster Jam. Friday, March 16th, 90s Block Party. Saturday, March 24th, the 2018 Winter Jam Tour Spectacular. And finally, Friday, June 22nd, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill and their Soul to Soul Tour. Tickets for that event range from $65.50 to $115.50. Okay, for a few laughs, we're going to take a look at Goodnight's Comedy Club. December 13th through the 16th, John Reap. John made a huge name for himself when he became the winner of NBC's Last Comic Standing, Season 5. December 21 through 23, Andy Woodhull. Andy has appeared at many comedy festivals and contests, including the Bridgetown Comedy Festival, the Maui Comedy Festival, Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal, and the Great American Comedy Festival. December 28th through the 30th, John Heffron. John quickly became one of the most in-demand comedians in America after taking home the crown on Season 2 of Last Comic Standing. January 5 through 7th, Don D.C. Curry. Curry is a certified comedy heavyweight who is best known for his role as the hilarious Uncle Elroy in Next Friday and Friday After Next. A master of comedic timing and delivery, Curry has also delivered huge laughs on BET's Comic View, HBO's Def Comedy Jam, and Adult Swim's Black Jesus. Then January 11th through the 13th, it's Russell Peters. January 18th through the 21st, Guy Tori. January 24th, Jeff's Hilarious. And January 25 through 27, Mark Normand. And you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are 18 plus, unless specifically noted. Okay, let's take and move on to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Now through the 24th of December, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Wednesday, December 13th, Kansas. America's preeminent progressive rock band is now celebrating its 40th anniversary with a new album, Left Overture, Memorial Auditorium at 8. Also Wednesday, December 13th, Jig Notaro, comedian, actor, and writer, originally from Mississippi, Rolling Stone magazine named one of the 50 best stand-up comics of all time. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. December 15th through the 24th, Nutcracker. This is Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, December 15 and 16, Christmas with the Calloway Sisters, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. Tony-nominated Broadway stars and sisters Liz Calloway and Ann Hampton Calloway share a joyous holiday pop celebration with many, many family favorites. Friday and Saturday, December 15 and 16, oh, what a holy night. Theater Raleigh, Kennedy Theater, 8 o'clock both nights. Thursday, December 21st, Russian Christmas, Triangle Brass Band, Mamandi Concert Hall at 7. Sunday, December 31st, New Year's Eve celebration, the North Carolina Symphony introduces a brand new show to welcome 2018, Welcome in the New Year in style, with the unparalleled sound of a full symphony orchestra, Mamandi Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Friday, January 5th, Songs from the Road Band. It's formed in 2004 when Charles Humphrey III pulled its members together to record songs he had written while traveling with the Steep Canyon Rangers. They have since released three albums, including 2015's acclaimed Traveling Show, and they have a fourth album in the works. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, January 6th, Heroes and Villains. Also on Saturday, January 6th, Henry Rollins Travel Slideshow. January 12th through the 21st, Love Letters at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, January 12 and 13, Pictures at an Exhibition. It's at Mamandi Concert Hall. And then Monday, January 15th, Martin Luther King Celebration at Mamandi Concert Hall. Celebration events at noon and at 5:30. Raleigh Little Theater, now through December 17th, Cinderella, of course, a holiday musical. This is at Sutton Theater. January 12th through the 28th, What We're Up Against, which we talked about earlier, Parental Guidance is suggested. January 14th, Triangle African American Theater Preview, celebrate the rich and diverse season of African American theater in the Triangle. Tickets are $15. February 9th through the 25th, Little Shop of Horrors, of course, the musical comedy. March 16th through April 1st, Beanstalk the Musical. April 13th through the 22nd, Alice at Wonderland. May 11th through the 27th, Blood Done Sign My Name. And June 8th through the 24th, Don't Dress for Dinner. Okay, Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary. It's on Regency Parkway. Through January 14th, the ever-popular North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival. 6 to 10 each evening, closed on Mondays, except for December 25th and January 1st. Tickets, kids 2 and under, are free. No ticket needed. Ages 3 to 17, $10. And adults 18 plus, the tickets are $15, and the tickets are date specific. There are discounts on select nights along with group discounts. Pets, weapons, food and beverages, and drones are not permitted. Some events from the Ritz, the club on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows at 8 o'clock unless noted. Friday, January 19th, Jackal. Saturday, January 20th, Chippendales 2018, About Last Night Tour. That's at 9. Friday, January 26th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents On the Border, which is an Eagles tribute. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9 unless noted. Wednesday, December 13th, Starbird. Thursday, December 14th, Local Band Local Beer with Nuclear Honey, Onward Soldiers, Lairs, presented by Kristen Abigail Collective and Oak and Dagger. Friday, December 15th, Monk U and Lit. Saturday, December 16th, Better Off Dead, a tribute to the Grateful Dead. Listen to them yesterday. Sunday, December 17th, a Vintage Pistol at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, December 19th, the Vagabonds, or the Vegabonds, excuse me. Wednesday, December 20th, Morning Bells Band, Dana Kletner and Regina Hexaphone. That starts at 8:30. Thursday, December 21st, local band Local Beer, Dim Delights, 300 Dog Night, and Chimes at Midnight. Friday, December 22nd, second annual Holiday Rescue Jam, food and toy drive for Raleigh Rescue. Monday, December 25th, Terry Anderson and the Olympic Asking Team annual Christmas show. Moving on to the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. Wednesday, December 13th, Chatham County Line Electric at 9. Friday, December 15th, Band Together Holiday Bash with the Connells, Space Mullet, and Surrender Human. Saturday, December 16th, Yarn along with Dune Dogs, that's at 8. Sunday, December 17th, Asheville Holiday Hang featuring Town Mountain and Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters at 8. Friday, December 22nd, Liquid Pleasure, and that's a 9 o'clock show. Saturday, December 23rd, Smell the Glove, that's at 10:30. Friday through Sunday, December 29 through 31, Big Something. Friday, January 5th, Big River Band with Justin West Band, 16 Penny, and Heads Up Penny. That is an 8 o'clock start. Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th, Zoso at 8:30. Sunday, January 14th, Good Life East Coast Tour featuring Collie Buds, Joe Mercer Marley, and The Hold Up, and that is an 8 o'clock show. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. Now, if you have any questions or comments about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. So long until next time.